Good evening. I'd like to call this regular meeting of the Madonna Local Board of Education for December 19th, 2016 to order at 7:01 p.m. May we have the roll call, please?
Mr. Hannan?
Here.
Mrs. Harvey?
Here.
Mr. Saganich?
Here.
Mrs. Claes?
Here.
Four board members present.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our next item of business is approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting. You have all had an opportunity to look at the draft agenda that's been provided to you. Are there any additions, corrections, substitutions? Hearing none, we will entertain a motion to approve the agenda for tonight's meeting as presented.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Claes. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved by Mr. Hannan. The motion has been properly moved by Mrs. Claes and seconded by Mr. Hannan. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, let's vote on the motion.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
The motion carries. At this time, we'd like to move into executive session to consider item A1, appointment. There will be business conducted after we come out of executive session. And it's at 7:03 p.m. Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Is there a second? It's been properly moved by Mr. Hannan and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, let's vote on the motion.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
The motion carries. We will move, but we will return. We'll now entertain a resolution to adjourn executive session and return to the regular board meeting at 7:09 p.m.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Harvey.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Claes. The motion has been duly moved by Mrs. Harvey and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, let's vote on the motion.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item of business is a resolution to fill the Board of Education vacancy. Whereas on November 21st, 2016, Kevin O'Connell resigned his position as a member of the Board of Education. Whereas pursuant to revised code section 3313.11, the Board of Education is required to fill such vacancy not earlier than 10 days after such vacancy occurs by a majority vote of all remaining members of the board. Whereas the Board of Education has solicited and reviewed applications for the vacant position on the Board of Education and interviewed such applicants. And whereas the Board of Education has considered and deliberated over the applicants for the board vacancy created by Mr. O'Connell's resignation. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Education of the McDonald Local School District, McDonald, Ohio, that the Board of Education, pursuant to revised code section 3313.11, hereby appoints Wendy Higgins to fulfill until December 31st, 2017, the term of the office for the vacant position. It is found and determined that all formal actions of this board concerning and relating to the adoption of this resolution were adopted at a regular meeting of this board, and that all deliberations of this board and of any of its committees that resulted in these formal actions were in meetings held in compliance with all legal requirements, including revised code section 121.22. I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
The motion has been duly moved by Mrs. Claes and seconded by Mr. Hannan. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, let's vote on the motion.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Ms. Higgins, would you please come up and take the oath of office?
Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as member of the McDonald Board of Education, McDonald Local School District, Trumbull County, Ohio, to the best of your ability and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office and until your successor is elected and qualified?
Congratulations.
This is a temporary copy until we get you a form at home.
Okay, now you're in the hot seat. You get to read the rest of it. Next item of business is student and staff recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a few items this evening. Congratulations from McDonald High School. Congratulations to the 2016 National Honor Society new inductees, Molly Billick, Hannah Donkers, Claire Hoffman, Allison Jameson, Olivia Lovis, Alyssa Lynch, Abby Maytag, Melina Mitchell, Abby Pratt, Rachel Ward, and Calvin Wolford. Also, last week we had our winter chorus and band concerts, and I want to thank Mr. Anthony and the students for a great performance. And just a reminder that we have spring break or winter break coming up, but the semester exams will take place January 11th, 12th, and 13th, with an early release on the 13th. From Roosevelt, congratulations to Mackenzie Sandbrook, the fourth grader who's the Spelling Bee champion. And Mackenzie will represent Roosevelt at the County Spelling Bee in January and in the Vindicator Spelling Bee in February. Also, congratulations to Maria Leskovic, who placed second, and Isabella Salustio, who placed third. The annual sing-along will be held this Wednesday. This is Woodford organizing that always fun event. And finally, district-wide, we had our waiver day on December 9th that was well received. We got a lot of positive comments from our staff on the different programs that were presented that day. A number of our staff will be attending our data day in March, and we'll be planning things for the rest of this year and start planning for continued professional development into next year. And that's it for this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Austin. The next item of business is recognition of visitors and audience participation. Tonight we have Tom Hart, and will be providing a TCTC update to the board.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a few things to bring up to you. First of all, I want to thank you for your vote of confidence back in November for voting me to be the representative for McDonald for the next 3 years. I do appreciate that. I do enjoy the job. It's very enlightening. I do enjoy working up there for them. As Kate knows, she used to be up there. Back in October, I gave you a resolution that TCTC was doing about random drug testing. I gave you their language and I said I'd have some more information for you. I couldn't make it in November. I was out of the country, a lot warmer than it is here where I was. What I have here is the schools that are currently doing this random drug testing for extracurricular activity. Welcome aboard and congratulations. And you can see there's quite a few schools in there, from small schools like Southington all the way up to Girard and Hubbard. they're doing as an extracurricular. You know, the drug problem we have in Youngstown, geez, we just saw four Youngstown State students down there who got busted, ran in drug testing, couldn't go to the game. I don't know if they're going to be eligible for the championship game or not. I hope so. But that is something we have to think about. If we can catch it in junior, elementary, junior, or high school, maybe we can save these kids before it gets a little farther. I hope to have some more information for you in February. January's meeting, the organization meeting, there's a lot of stuff going on, so I'll wait till February to bring you some more information on that, if you don't mind. The other thing I have is at TCTC comes up with a two-year calendar every year, and this is theirs, two-year calendar, and it is something for you people. One thing why they do this and send it out so early is try and get the homeschools to align as best they can to their schedule. So you guys are not off, and TCTC is on. It could hurt the kids getting to the class, you know. So they try and do this ahead of time. Maybe the board would like to look into a two-year calendar, too, if you so desire. That's all I have for tonight. If there's any questions, I just want to wish you all a very happy holiday coming up. Enjoy yourself, be safe, and hope to see you in January.
Thanks, Tom.
Any questions?
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Our next item of business is approval of the board minutes from the regular meeting of November 21st, 2016.
Did you offer the audience a chance to talk? You took the Tom, if audience participation. Is anybody here wishes to speak?
Yeah, is there anyone else who'd like to address the board at this time? Next item of business is approval of board minutes from the regular meeting on November 21st, 2016. A copy of those minutes have been provided to you before your review. Are there any additions, corrections, or substitutions to those minutes? Seeing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes as presented to this meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Harvey.
Second.
Seconded by Mrs. Clase. Resolution has been duly moved by Mrs. Harvey and seconded by Mrs. Clase. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, let's proceed to vote on the motion.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Clase?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item of business is approval of the board minutes for the special meeting of December 14th, 2016. A copy of those minutes have been presented to you with this agenda. Are there any additions, substitutions, or deletions from those draft minutes? Seeing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes as presented to the meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Seconded by Mrs. Harvey. Motion has been duly moved and by Mr. Hannon and seconded by Mrs. Harvey on the minutes as presented. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, let's vote on the motion.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Abstain.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Clase?
Yes.
Four yes, one abstention.
Motion carries. Is there any old business to come before the board? Hearing none, we'll move to new business. First item is Finance Committee, Mr. Hannon.
Yes. Our Finance Committee met December 14th. Mrs. Clase and myself, Mr. Roston was here, Coach Dan Williams, and Louis Demetovich. Discussion was a presentation from Mr. Johnson about this $2.6 million levy, creating a fund, et cetera. Actually, it was a really great meeting. We had a lot of conversation, a lot of input, and I felt it was very good. Now, it was done in two sections. The first, there's going to be three resolutions tonight to prepare. All we do is move money from one area to the other. It doesn't cost anything. It's preparing us for that fund. The second part of our meeting was the future, what we could do, many options down the road, which really, that's, the cart is before the horse right now. But the meeting lasted about 55 minutes. We had good input, and our committee would hope you would support the three resolutions that were added to this list today. And Mrs. Clay's can add.
I think you pretty much covered it, but it was very thorough, and if anyone wants more information on how we could proceed in the future when the time comes, please feel free to reach out.
Thank you, Mr. Hand. Mrs. Clay.
One more thing in our meeting, though. We discussed also putting all of our monies online, our checking account and treasurer's account online. And we wanted to discuss it because I don't know what the process is, how much time it would do for Bill to get that ready. But we would ask your, I guess, acceptance of doing that. Do I have to do that by resolution, to ask for prayer resolution? Or how would that be done? I'm not sure, so I'm asking the question.
It probably would merit just getting a report from Mr. Johnson and getting his opinion on the process and what he thinks, and based upon that feedback, then we can formally act.
Well, good. If there's any questions to Mr. Johnson or us about that, actually came from you, President, the idea about it. We're trying to be as most transparent we can. Obviously, with this new money's coming in, there's always questions and speculation. We want to make sure everything is above board, and you can see it online.
And there are a lot of other jurisdictions doing the boards of education and municipalities, so we thought it'd be something worth considering.
And I believe that because the state is encouraging everyone to do that, they do have resolutions that we can pull from them.
Well, that will be forthcoming then through our next meeting or through conversation.
Okay.
So I hope you're all cool with that. That's all I have. Yes, Jody.
I'm good.
Okay, thank you very much. First item of business is approval of the Treasurer's Financial Report in November 2016, which is comprised of the check register, financial summary, and bank reconciliation. Upon the recommendation of the District Superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Motion has been duly made by Mr. Hannon and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Just that it's the treasurer.
You accidentally said
it. Oh, sorry. Treasurer. That's what it says, Mr. Treasurer. Can't read. Other than that, is there any discussion?
He presents us with this every month, a detailed selection. If there's any question, I think you're directing him more than I. But everything's in great shape, and I'm really happy the way you do your job. Obviously, it makes it easy. So I would hope you support this resolution.
Thank you. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote on the motion as presented.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Stain.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
4 yes, 1 abstention.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve position bonds. The form attached is to Exhibit A to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. It's been duly moved by Mr. Hannon and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Is there any discussion on the resolution?
Again, it's in our packet. He can explain it better than I have any question. I'm completely satisfied.
Yeah, this is an annual honesty bond, if you will. Anybody that basically handles money, previous auditor asked that we place a position bond on them. That's all our ticket takers, all our activity advisors, and includes the superintendent and the president of the Board of Education positions as well. So even though those don't directly handle money, there's sometimes purchasing things involved that could involve money. So this covers that need or that risk aversion. And $600, and then, you know, it's a two-year program.
Okay, thanks. Money well spent. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote on the motion as presented.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes. Abstain.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harden?
Yes.
Four yes, one abstention.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the Budget Commission acceptance of amounts and rates, a copy of which is attached to Exhibit B to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Moved by Mr. Hannan.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Claes. Motion has been duly moved by Mr. Hannan and second by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Refer anything to Mr. Johnson's knowledge?
Just briefly, you'll see the reduced rate that is in effect after the vote that we took on November was a renewal and a reduction of about 2.6 mils. So it's good news for the taxpayer, as well as it's going to be utilized potentially to fund the project that the board's interested in at this time.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote on the motion as presented.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Abstain.
Four yes, one abstention.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution invoking the fund balance procedure, paragraph surplus fund balance. Whereas the McDonald Local School District currently has a cash balance in excess of 6 months' cash flow, and whereas in accordance with the fund balance procedure passed in May of 2016 that is found under the surplus fund balance paragraph, the McDonald Local School District Board of Education wishes to pursue a one-time non-recurring expenditure for capital improvement which will not bring the non-GAAP cash balance below the 6 months' cash flow minimum balance requirement. Now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Education of the McDonald Local School District selects a project consisting of purchasing 36 acres of land and placing athletic facilities on the property. On the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
The motion is duly made by Mr. Hannan and second by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion on the motion?
In our meeting with the people involved, this was discussed probably about 25 minutes of these three different areas, just establishing the fund, etc. Just getting ready for the future today. We're going to make it easy for our treasurer. So I would hope you all support this.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote on the motion as made.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
No.
Mrs. Higgins?
Abstain.
Three yes, one no, one abstention.
Motion carries. The next item is a resolution establishing a new fund to track the selected project expenditures. Whereas the McDonald Local School has invoked the fund balance procedure and selected a construction project, now therefore be it resolved, the McDonald Local School District wishes to establish a fund to promote transparency and clarity in tracking all expenditures related to this project as fund number 0059016 and denoted as the Athletic Facilities Replacement Fund. Upon the recommendation of the District Superintendent, or District Treasurer, I'll get this right eventually, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
The motion is duly moved by Mr. Hannan and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion on the motion?